You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, Searcy wins the toss, and they elect to receive. They want to get that offense out there on the field first, Bob, and try to set the tone. I don't blame them. If I had the offense like that, that's what I would do.
You know, if I was better offensively, and I'm not saying they're bad defensively, but if my strength was offense, that's what I'd want, is I'd want possession of the football first and try to have as many possessions as I possibly could. I know you are a defer man.
Yep.
And if I was real good defensively, I'd defer also. But if I have my choices, I want as many possessions as I can get.
Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Onside kick from Mountain Home. We're going to see a lot of these tonight. We may not see a regular kickoff all night. Searcy's recovered at their own 48-yard line. Searcy, much like PA, onside pretty much every time. So the Bombers, they want to try to limit the touches that Searcy has and hopefully recover something. So they're going to onside kick a lot tonight as well.
You see a lot of that, even though I heard a stat on college football last night that the kicking team only recovers about 14% of the onside kicks, even though PA seems like they cover a lot more than that.
It does, doesn't it? Mason Shucker will work out of the shotgun with his running back Chapman flanking him to the left. They'll give it to Chapman up the middle, and he's going to take it inside the 50 to the 49 to the 48 of Mountain Home, a four-yard pickup on first down.
Good job reacting that time for the Bomber defense to pick up that run. You know, everybody runs the shotgun, the read option look, and get stuff out of it. You never know whether they're really reading it or if it's called at the line of scrimmage in high school.
Two receivers on each side for the Lions, operating left to right here in this opening quarter. White road uniforms with the red numerals and the black trim. They've got the red shiny decals. Here's a pass across the middle. It's complete at the 20, down to the 15-yard line. It's Tripp with the catch. Boy, Bob, what a throw by Shucker.
That was a throw, a dart that he threw over the middle of the field, over the linebackers in front of the safety. That was one of the best throws I've seen this year.
That was. 31-yard pickup down to the 17-yard line. Boy, they go fast. He's looking to pass again. It's complete. It's a touchdown, Searcy. It takes Searcy three plays to go 52 yards. They score 48 seconds into the ballgame.
You can't let them get to the inside right there on that slant. You've got to bump them and knock them off the route. You can't let them throw on time.
The catch was made by Tim Williams for Searcy. Once again, 17 yards.
Our linebackers got to get their heads around. We've got three of them sitting out there in the middle of the field. Get their heads up and find the receivers coming across the middle and collision.
Extra point is good.
Extra point is good by Peyton Wright. So 48 seconds into the game. Searcy already leads at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
Vince Lombardi and Paul Hornung made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Hornung replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won three league championships, a Super Bowl, and busts in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.
Here's the short kick by Searcy. Hits one of the Bombers. It's loose, and I believe Mountain Home has covered it at the 34-yard line. They have. Mountain Home comes up with a Riley Peters, and the Bombers will start at the 34. Well, Bob, we talk about it. In fact, Brian talked about it in his pregame show tonight. Ball control offense is something Mountain Home has preached all season long, and we knew Searcy was high-powered coming in. We just saw their offense, three plays, 52 yards. You've got to take this ball and keep it a long time every drive tonight.
Three or four yards, I'd be happy if you didn't get more than 4 yards of play, you know.
First down for the Bombers, out of the tee. And the handoff is to Junior Williams. Boy, the Lions are ready for him. He goes nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Ben Junior Donnell, Williams, one of the first men there, one of the linebackers. No gain on the play.
They had a little stunt on. We didn't pick it up very well, and they stunted right into Junior's path, it looked like, because they're playing an odd man front. Got the center covered up. Let's see if they're two inside linebackers.
10:35 left in this opening quarter. 7-0 Searcy. Six men on the line of scrimmage for the Lions defensively. Here's the pitch, and Liddy gets it. He's tripped up down at the 35-yard line to pick up of one.
That's pretty much the same look we've seen all year long. Sometimes they'll cover the center up, sometimes they won't. When we get the pitch, we've got to do a much better job blocking on it. You know, I wish we could block like Marion blocked the wide receivers.
Boy, they did a good job.
They were the best blocking right wide receivers I've seen in a long time.
They first officially put Liddy down at the 36, so it was a 2-yard pickup, 3rd and 8 for the Bombers here, operating right to left. Handoff is to Junior Williams. He's going to move the pile for a gain of 1.5, maybe 2 yards, and the Bombers going to be forced to punt on their first possession of the night. They'll mark him out to the 38 with a 2-yard gain. Officially, they'll put him out to the 39. They have a pretty good spot. So it's 4th and 5 for Mountain Home. The punt team coming on.
Pass back to punt for the Bombers.
Back deep for the Lions, Bobby Graham to return the punt. It's Pausch into punt for Mountain Home. Low snap, scoops it up. A rugby-style punt. It bounces at the 45, the 40, the 35, 30. Still rolling. Gets a good roll on this one. Inside the 25, still rolling. Down to the 21-yard line. A great punt from Pausch.
Boy, he did a good job that time. No rush. And he simply did a great job of letting their cover man get down the field. And he punted that ball and punted it away from the one receiver. Searched they had back and got a good roll. Great job of punting that time by Pausch.
9:04 left here in this opening quarter in this fast-paced offense of the Lions back on the field. Trips to the right side here as Shucker works out of the pistol this time. Play action. Wants the pass. It's a screen left side. It's complete to about the 25-yard line. It's Williams making the catch for the Lions, a pickup of about 3 on the play.
That's a little bubble back to the short side of the field. And he just ran out.
Picks up about four.
Real estate over on that side did a good job. Waymeyer did a good job of running him out of bounds, not letting him come back to the middle.
Second down and about 7 here for the Lions. Scored 3 plays into the ballgame. Shocker to pass again, looking left side, overshoots his receiver this time, intended at the 40-yard line that time for Nevels.
Well, that was good coverage that time by the Bombers. He tried to squeeze that in, got a little bit too high.
Be third down.
So third down here for the Lions.
All right, 4 receivers to the wide side of the field right here. No backs. You know, run threat is not there. Spread out.
3-man front for the Bombers.
They
moved. The quarterback would rear it up looking at the sideline, and when he did, that left tackle moved.
Number 77, 5-yard penalty, remains third down.
So it brings up third down and about 12 here for the Lions.
If they've got 4 receivers out here on this side, look for some little type of bubble or
Here's the pass off the hands of Nevels this time, incomplete.
That was Nevels' fault right there. He didn't want it very bad on that one. He was looking downfield trying to catch the ball.
So 4th and 12. Now your quarterback Shucker is your punter, and we saw last year a lot of times they'll put him back in shotgun formation, snap it to him, and he'll just punt out of this formation. And that's what they're going to do here. He throws right, kicks left. That's odd. This one bounces at the 50, inside the 45, inside the 40. And why did he pick it up? They cover it at the 38. The ball was still rolling.
Down on the 38-yard line.
They could have got a few more yards out of
that
punt.
Yeah, I don't know why he picked that up. But that was a good defensive stand right there.
That was. So the Bombers get the football back. 8:40 left here in the opening quarter. 7-0 our score. Searcy with the lead. Bombers' second offensive possession of the night. And now time called, and Referee is coming over talking to the Mountain Home coaching staff. There's a drone, I just noticed it, flying just off the end of the playing field out here on the right. I don't know if that's what they're talking about or what. They've got it. It's actually flying away right now, but that's interesting. I don't know if there's some kind of rule about that or not, well, Bob.
Does he think that we're trying to spy on something?
We got coaches up here.
Yeah.
Can see what's happening. It's not over the playing field. Now they're going to make him. Apparently, that's going to. Look, it's coming down. I don't know if it's going to land or not, but he's awful worried about it.
Yeah.
We need to stop flying the drone on the east end over the football field.
That's what he's doing. He's asked them to bring the drone down. Huh?
Whose is it? I wonder.
I don't know whose that is. So the Bombers with the football, their second possession of the night. Their first possession, three and out. Waymeyer's in one of the tight ends for Mountain Home on the near side. Out of the T formation, first down here. And the ball is given to Junior Williams. He's across the 40, and he's going to take it to the 45-yard line.
His way out across
good job.
The 40,
that time widening that thing a little bit, trying to get away from those pinching tackles a little bit. Run that thing a little bit wider.
So second down and three coming up here for Mountain Home with 8:20 left in this opening quarter. Caden Williams into the ballgame now for the Bombers. He split out wide to the left. Still operating out of the tee. Second and three here for Mountain Home. And the ball kept this time. And that read by McKay. McKay has a first down run inside the 50. Spun out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. First down, Mountain Home.
Good job by Tom logging that defensive end inside. We had the wide receiver to the side, which spread. And that, what that does, when you have a split end, it changes the assignment on the option. You take, in most cases, that cornerback out of the equation as far as playing defense on the option. You want safety or somebody else has to come from the middle of the field to take the quarterback. So right now we've got him spread to the right, which takes that cornerback. He can't play the option from that position.
First down here for Mountain Home, and McKay keeps it again. He's going to take it near the 40 and battles his way down to about the 39-yard line. They'll mark him at the 40, it looks like, so a pickup of six.
That's the coach move there. Linebackers are in tight and only offline scrimmage about 3 yards, so good chance they're going to get caught up in trash. Somebody trying to move him down the line of scrimmage and make one of those safeties come up.
Bombers three and out, their first possession, their first three plays of this drive, 7, 9, and 6.
You see, the free safety is about 12 yards deep. Strong safety is on the tight end side, and he can't get there.
And it's McKay, late pitch, and coming back to get it is Liddy, and he's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 41, a loss of one.
No, that's a bad pitch right there. The same guy that stopped Isaac made the tackle on Liddy. You know, that's because the ball was thrown behind him a little bit, and Brad had to stop and one-handed it and was lucky to catch it.
Franklin was there for the line.
6:55 left in this opening quarter. Searcy leads it 7-0. Big game in the conference tonight down at Pine Bluff where they are entertaining West Memphis. We'll keep you updated on that one as the evening goes along. Of course, Bryant and North Little Rock 1-2 playing tonight. Third down here for the Bombers, and the ball kept by McKay again. McKay, first down run, 35, knocked out of bounds at about the 30, and the Bombers move the chains once again. And McKay doing a great job of reading that, Bob.
Oh, great job right there. And people don't understand that the slower you are, I shouldn't say slower, but the more you ride the fullback up in the line of scrimmage and then pull it and step around, the harder it is for a linebacker to read that. He's reading the fullback, and that fullback dive looked like he's going to get the ball. He's got to step up there and meet him. Allows Isaac to step around the end, and if you don't have that pursuit moving up down the line of scrimmage, it's an easy game.
Fresh set of downs here for the Bombers. Two tight ends now in this formation, working out of the tee, and the misdirection play coming to the near side. This is Liddy, and Liddy is going to be ridden to the ground at about the 27, a pickup of about 3.
No, that's a play you got to have right there because the fullback takes you to the ball so many times. That time you faked it to the fullback, and quick hitter. So the offside halfback on the opposite side is going to make them be a little bit more honest. And, you know, 3 yards, that's all we were asking for
exactly.
Before the game started was 3 yards of play.
Exactly halfway through the first quarter, 6 minutes in, 7-0, and Searcy with the lead. It's second and seven here for Mountain Home. And the ball is kept by McKay this time. Splits two defenders, upended by the second one, and falls, tripped up at the 24-yard line. He picks up about three.
Boy, and he, if he could have got by that one defender, there wouldn't anybody out there on the option on the pitch. The cornerback had fell down, trying to come up, and that was a touchdown. Just a good play by that defensive back, knocking his leg out from under him.
So third down for Mountain Home. It's third and four. The ball's at the 24-yard line. This point in the field, you've got two chances to pick this up.
You're going to go two chances. No negative plays right here. Let's get something positive, make it either first down or fourth and short.
Third and four from the 24. McKay will pitch it late. It's shot, and shot is going to be hit in the backfield. And you just said you didn't want a negative play, and they got one right there. They lose one, maybe two.
He's hit behind the line of scrimmage.
They were marking back at the 26. It's a loss of two on the play. So now it's fourth and six.
Seven,
4:50 left in this opening quarter. Bombers, we said they were going to have two chances to pick this up, and they'll keep the offense out there. Fourth and six from the 26 of Searcy. Can the Bombers convert here? Williams, the wide out on the left side.
Unbalanced to this side.
And McKay keeps it, turns it upfield. He has a first down, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Mountain Home, Isaac McKay from 26 yards out. And the Bombers are on the scoreboard.
Well, the Bombers did a good job of time. They went unbalanced, moved the tight end over to the split inside, took the corner back out with the wide out, had one more blocker. Searcy didn't adjust. They didn't slide down or move anything, so we actually had them outnumbered. Great design play right there. Got up and ran it quick and big play.
Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point now for Mountain Home. The kick is up and it is good. 4:25 left in the opening quarter. We're knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
The Bombers will actually kick this one deep. It's going to be caught at about the 15-yard line by Alonzo Tripp. Big flag on the play coming in. Tripp on his feet across the 20, the 25. And he is going to be ridden out of bounds at about the 26. And now a flag at the end of the play.
I think the one referee threw both flags. He got two flags.
He came prepared tonight, Bob.
He did. Well, he threw that one from a half mile away.
He did,
there.
Didn't he?
Foreman was there for the Bombers.
We'll wait and see what the flags are. You think one's going to be against the return team.
Yeah, one of them's going to be a late hit on us, I'm afraid.
During the return, personal foul. Return team number 3 with a blindside block. After the play was over, personal foul. Return team number 20.
Wow.
Ooh,
both penalties, both personal fouls against the Lions. That's going to take it from the 25. They're going to put it all the way back at the 6-yard line.
Well, those are dead ball fouls. They both are.
Well, the second one was.
Second was. Now, the first one, you don't see them call that very often, the blindside block. They used to be legal as it could be, and you just lit people up on kickoffs and punt returns. But they've cut that out now.
So that puts the Lions back at the 6-yard line now. where they will start their third drive of the evening. And Coach Kelly wanted an explanation on both those calls. So Shucker will stand at about the one in the shotgun. He will hand it off straight ahead to Chapman, and not a whole lot of room there. He's going to take it to the seven. Well played by the Bomber defense, a gain of one.
Once again, Bomber's doing a good job up here. Even with those big, big tackles, they're doing a good job playing the run.
Anderson is there for the Bomber.
Find the receivers.
There's a pass. Incomplete. He looks left side for Tim Williams on the short pass, and it's incomplete. Williams dropped it.
All right, third and about 10 right now. Let's don't give up a big play and make them punt.
3:49 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 7. Shucker to pass out of the end zone. Left side complete. First down. Boy, Williams did a good job. He went 2 yards past the line of gain and stood there and got hit with the pass and gets the first down.
Well, that's an excellent throw. But we got to find that receiver. I mean, he stood there. You got to read the quarterback's eyes and know which way his shoulders are turned. And whichever that way is, he's going to throw the football that way.
Pickup of 12 to the 19. Play action. Shucker looking on an out route to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. He underthrew his intended receiver at that time, looking for Tristan Alcorn.
And that was one of those little out routes. So he threw that a long way. That was from one hash mark plumb to the other side of the field. He threw it pretty good.
So second and 10 here for the Lions. Shucker looks across to the left side. Incomplete, and Schwartz almost had an interception.
Boy, he did. He
Boy,
misses.
James couldn't quite haul it in.
Well, he did a good job of finding the football that time and getting up and making a play on it.
Third down and 10.
3:31 left here in this first quarter. Bobby Nart talked about before the game started, this is going to be a long game tonight with all the passing.
Oh, yes.
Clock stops on every incompletion. Third and 10 for the Lions. Shucker, his pass is complete to the 32-yard line. And making the catch that time is Alcorn. It's going to be good for a first down.
Pass is complete to Alcorn. It is a first down out to the
13-yard pickup on third and 10.
Liddy was there for the Bombers.
So trips to the left side. Twins on the right side. Empty backfield for Shucker on first down.
Find the receivers.
Looks left to the sideline. Is complete. Liddy comes up and lays a hit, but the completion goes to the 38-yard line, a pickup of 6 on the play.
Well, good job of tackling after the catch right there. We recognize that.
Complete.
You know, he's not moving around in the pocket. He's getting rid of the ball pretty quick. You're going to have to read his eyes. His shoulders normally, whichever way he turns those shoulders, the way he goes the first time. He hadn't shown a desire to want to turn them.
Second down and 4.
There he is.
Shucker
this side.
Stands in the pocket. Is dropped by Alcorn. He had a first down catch at the 45 and dropped it.
Oh, he's staring down that receiver right there. You got to read that and get up there. And that's what the coach is telling him right now. You got help behind you.
2:38 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home and Searcy knotted up at 7. Searcy scored 3 plays into the ball game. Mountain Home put 1 on the board, their second possession. Third down here for the Lions. Shucker standing tall, and his pass is incomplete. He looks for his running back, Chapman, and he drops it. Pass maybe a little too hot to handle right there.
Yeah, he threw that pretty hard for a running back coming out of the backfield just at the line of scrimmage, and I'm not sure a big gain right
here for the Lions. Shucker out of the shotgun. Now, again, he is the punter. So you never know if they're going to run a play or a punt. They're going to run a play. Pass left side complete.
Same.
They convert. Yep. Same thing they did on the big third down play earlier, and they convert here out to the 44-yard line, a pickup of 6.
Pass is complete to Williams. It is a first down.
Third first down of this drive.
The line
a good team is going to keep doing something to you, make them change it. Now, if we're giving him about a 10-yard cushion over there. Get out.
Here's the handoff to Chapman this time, and he is going to be Chapman held to about a one-yard gain. And Strider up celebrating the tackle. The referee steps in quickly. And
I think somebody must have said something.
Must have, the way he acted.
He was doing a little more than celebrating the tackle.
Yes. Gain of one, so it's second and nine here for Searcy. At their own 45 with 2:05 left in the opening quarter. Shucker stands in the pocket, finally some pressure on him, forces him to run, comes to the near side, slides down at the 49-yard line where Ben Henderson
I'm
surprised gets a hit on him. I'm going to say I was surprised they didn't flag that.
No, I was too, because he came up and hit him up top. I don't think he meant to, but we don't see a lot of quarterbacks sliding.
No, not in high school. Do you?
I don't think we've seen that all year long.
Third down and four here for the, I should say third and six here for the Lions. And same. The play action. Shucker
knocked
across
it
the middle. It's
Foreman.
Incomplete. Knocked down. Yep, Luke Foreman got his hands on it. So fourth and six coming up.
Good job, Foreman, getting his hands up right there. Another quick throw. And
the fourth down and six from the Searcy 49-yard line, 48-yard line.
1:24 left in this first quarter. We're knotted up at seven. Shucker to pass. They're going for it on fourth down. The out route left side complete. And the same thing again. Just about 3 yards beyond the line of gain. And it's a first down for the Lions. And the receiver just sat there. He goes, that's Alcorn again. He just went about 3 yards past and makes the catch. Check it. It was Williams on the catch that time.
45-yard line is first and 10.
A gain of seven.
You know, he's the only receiver on that side. We've got two defenders out there. You've got to find him and recognize it.
Trips to the near side. That's the right side. They're throwing that way.
Oh.
It's almost intercepted. The ball knocked down. Owen Kraft gets his hands on it, and it's incomplete.
Owen did a good job our time reading the quarterback's eyes. Took a step into the throwing lane right there and almost picked that one off.
From the Bomber 45-yard line.
54 seconds left in this opening quarter. Second and 10 coming up now for the Lions. Shucker will give it this time on the handoff to Chapman, and he's going to plunge ahead to about the 42, a pickup of three.
To the 42-yard line.
So third and seven coming up here now for Searcy.
Third and about seven.
Now, look, you want to look at where the receiver on the far side lines up. If he's inside, he's going to run that same little pattern again. Don't back off. Don't back off.
Shucker looking that way, and he's got the catch right to the yard marker. And he's going to be about a half yard shy, the marking just inside the 36-yard line.
When you're on the short side of the field and he makes that out cut like that, he's not going to beat you up the field because there's not enough room to cut it up. You know, that linebacker's going to have to get out in that throwing lane, and that cornerback's going to have to get up there. And that's the scary thing to do, though, when you put on the short side of the field right there.
Fourth and about half a yard for the Lions. They give it to Chapman. He's got the first down run. The ball comes out. And let's see. Bombers have it. A fumble on fourth down, and Mountain Home recovers.
Isaac McKay came out with it. I don't know how he did that from the safety spot, but he did it.
If you're on 33-yard line, they'll start first and 10.
That's the perfect analogy right there. You know, kick it deep, make them go a long way, and hopefully they'll make a mistake.
And it worked out well this time. The Bombers have held on the last two possessions now by this high-powered offense of Searcy. 16 seconds left in this opening quarter, knotted up at 7, and Mountain Home gets the football back. Well, they made some adjustments during the last drive that really paid off, and we'll see how they do on this drive.
Well, they're
here's McKay keeping it. He takes it across the 40 out to about the 42, a 9-yard pickup on first down.
We've tweaked just the way we line up a little bit with the wide out and with the dead T backfield. It's just a little different. You're not allowing Searcy to line up where they want to. We're making a lot of where we want.
So, into the first quarter, we're tied up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.